Labour could lose 40 seats to Farage's Brexit Party in working-class heartlands. By Jack Montgomery on June 24, 2019. Labour's Caroline Flint, a former Europe minister, fears the left-wing party could lose 40 or more seats to Nigel Farage's Brexit Party in its working-class heartlands. Ms. Flint cited research suggesting that the Jeremy Corbyn-led party would hemorrhage support from its once-key working-class base, now surpassed in importance by middle-class students, ethnic minorities, and cosmopolitan city dwellers, if it caves to the demands of Deputy Leader Tom Watson, Shadow Foreign Secretary Hillary Benn, and other unreconstructed remainers to back the rerun of the 2016. Those Labour lead voters are likely to go to the Brexit Party, the MP warned on the BBC's Andrew Marshall. We would be losing in our heartland seats, she added. If we don't speak for the voices of the working-class Briton, what's the point of the Labour Party? While Ms. Flint, a former Minister of State for Europe in the government of the last Labour Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, backed a Remain vote in 2016, she is unusual among parliamentary colleagues in standing by the party's 2017 election pledge to respect the people's vote to leave the European Union. Indeed, she told Marr that she won't be voting to revoke Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, the legal mechanism triggered in 2017 to begin the now twice delayed countdown to Britain's exit from the bloc, in any circumstances. So that means, backing a no-deal Brexit if that's what has to happen? Marr pressed. If that's where we end up, that's where I will be, she confirmed. While Jeremy Corbyn was a lifelong Brexiteer prior the EU referendum, and regarded as a reluctant and even subversive Remain supporter by true EU loyalists such as Peter Mandelson, he has been increasingly under pressure to go all in on a second referendum from much of his parliamentary party. Europhile MPs apparently believe that the proper response to the rise of the Brexit Party and the revival of the anti-Brexit Liberal Democrats, who absorbed much of the hard Remain vote at the expense of the Labour Party, which has adopted a curious stance of appearing to frustrate the Brexit at every turn without repudiating outright, is to simply cut Leave voters loose and try to grab hold of as much of the Remain minority as possible. LAs say it clearly. Let the party that I joined at 17 years of age say it loud and clear. We want a people's vote, declared the aforementioned Hillary Benn at an anti-Brexit rally on Saturday. People's vote being the preferred nomenclature for a second referendum to nullify the people's previous vote to leave the EU. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.